Oh, yeah, right. Oh, I used to always make that. What would be something that cornbread wouldn't have that most breads would? For instance, when I think of cornbread, I think of something being pretty flat and other breads being big. Is there...
Well, actually, the way I always made cornbread, it raised quite well with the baking powder and soda. Mm-hmm. Cornbread and beans, man, that's good.
Yeah.
Kendall beans.
Yeah.
And then when I was growing up, we would make huge pans. I mean, we had these pans that one of them just fit in the oven of the old wooden coal stove. Uh-huh. And we would make a pan like that, full of cornbread. And then what we didn't eat with pinto beans at night, well, then we would crumble it and put milk and sugar on it and eat it kind of like a cereal in the morning.
Wow. You mentioned you use baking powder to make it rise.
Mm-hmm.
What would you use to make wheat bread rise? Baking powder still, or?
Or yeast.
Okay. Do you drink many soft drinks? Or what?
Pepsi Cola would go out of business.
Me too. Is that what you would call Pepsi or Coke, a soft drink, or is there another word you might use for that?
Carbonated drink.
Okay. Do you use pop at all, or soda pop, or?
Pepsi Cola.
Okay. Yeah, down where I'm from, everybody calls everything Coke, whether it's Coca-Cola or not.
That Coke's nasty stuff.
Yeah.
I don't like it, though.
No.
Don't like me either.
Yeah.
You know it'll take the paint off your car.
That's what my aunt told me.
And if you have rats on your property, if you put some of that in, like an old hubcap or something, put it down, the rats will drink it and actually blow up on the spot.
Is that true?
That's a fact.
Have you tried it? Wow.
So that's not for human consumption.
Yeah, if a rat, wow, rats can eat anything. Jeez.
That's what they used in the mines to kill our rats.
Wow.
So that food convinced me not good for me. It always made me sick anyway.
Yeah. Is moonshine something they'd have around here at all at some point?
They used to really have a lot of stills around here. Good
yeah.
business.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before my time. I knew where some of them were.
Yeah.
And when I ran the liquor store, well, this one man that delivered liquor to this area, he would tell a lot of stories about how they used to have transport the moonshine from one place to another, in the trunk of their car, under the seat.
Big business, like you said. Do you know what a casserole is? Is that mm-hmm. something they have out here much?
Yes.
Is that just like some vegetables with some sort of soup base
or
something?
Yeah, there's
like so
many different types of casseroles you can make that we have potlucks.
Okay.
And that's a good dish to take to a potluck.
Right. Yeah. My mom makes those for holidays. Just gets a big slow cooker and just, mm-hmm. you know, you could eat that all day, all weekend for that matter. Do you all have an event in which people come out and there's maybe a pig or something being cooked over a pit at all?
You know, they have been doing that more just recently than they used to. Pig roast.
Okay. Is that what they would call it, a pig roast?
Yes.
Okay. Would they ever use the term barbecue, or would that be something different?